Hello, everyone. Welcome to the February 14th, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. So, let's take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for February 14th to February 21st and beyond? The big news this week is that Mars enters Scorpio on Saturday, February 20th. Why is this big news? For a few reasons. Usually, Mars moves through a sign in 6 weeks, but because Mars will be going through a retrograde period this year, it will be staying in Scorpio not for 6 weeks, but rather for 7 months. The other part of the big news is that while in Scorpio, Mars will team up with its arch-enemy, Saturn. In Vedic astrology, both Mars and Saturn are classified as natural malefics. In other words, planets that are capable of doing harm. Having two of the natural malefics together in one part of the zodiac for an extended period of time is, generally speaking, not a good thing, and constitutes a notable energy pattern that defines a large part of 2016. Mars is the energy planet, the planet of action. Mars is the planet of aggression and combat. Mars is hasty and impatient for results. Scorpio is a sign with an instinct for power, which it typically gets through forming alliances. Scorpio also has a talent for secrets and underhanded actions. Scorpio, being an emotional water sign, is also strongly passionate. Since Mars rules Scorpio, this combination creates an emotional Mars, known for courage, aggression, and recklessness. What happens when Mars gets together with Saturn? Saturn is the planet of responsibility and burdens, time and delay, restriction and containment. Saturn is in many ways the opposite of Mars. Since these two planets' energies are not quite conducive towards each other, putting them together for an extended period of time produces a lot of tension, a lot of stress, which can then explode into violence. Is there a good use for this energy pattern? Mars is action. Saturn is focus. Scorpio is a sign fascinated by power, strongly motivated by desires. Mars plus Saturn in Scorpio manifests as focused, determined action, purposeful, uncompromising, and can be unscrupulous. So, if you have a project that requires a period of determined effort, this would be the time to do it. The sector of your personal chart containing the Mars-Saturn conjunction tells you where to apply this energy. I'll go over that in next week's show. Meanwhile, other planetary combinations continue functioning and providing events. Jupiter is still retrograde, still conjunct Rahu, which keeps everyone's beliefs on the boil. Jupiter is the planet of truth, which is rather hard to locate when obscured by the eclipse point Rahu. Witness the latest round of presidential candidates. Debates with everyone's personal truth getting tested. Also, Jupiter is the planet of judgment, and therefore judges. In the USA chart, the retrograde Jupiter is transiting in the ninth house, the house which stands for courts and laws. Retrograde Jupiter is there along with the obscuring, confusing Rahu. Of course, with the sudden departure of Justice Scalia, the Supreme Court is now in disarray and has become the focus of everyone's attention. This combination, Rahu conjunct retrograde Jupiter, continues to manifest over the next couple of months. Jupiter will return to forward direct motion on May 9th, and its significations will then slowly return to normal. Okay, that's it for this week. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter, @AstroNewsReport.